this week on the Time Bat Show.
And then all the sequels write themselves, like a pet lizard, like selling dirt bikes.
You bring in another, a couple animals more in there, and then you got
yeah.
it. A lizard with dirt bikes. Everyone was off that time.
It sounded
Everyone was off. It sounded good to me.
Did it sound good?
Yeah.
Okay. If it sounded good to you guys, then let's roll with it.
Yeah.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Time Bat Show. I'm Time Asus.
And I'm Bat Snacks.
And this is episode number 35, I believe. Isn't that correct? Yes, we're going to roll with that. We have a special guest today. We have Floppy Adult with us. Welcome to the show.
Hey.
Is
it episode 35? That feels wrong.
I believe
wrong.
So.
That feels wrong to me.
Does it feel wrong?
I just checked. It is 35. We're good.
Nice. Okay, good. All right.
What, did you think it was less or more than
I thought it was. I weirdly thought it was more for some reason. I thought.
Oh,
I,
really? You thought?
Yeah, I
definitely thought it was 35.
Like we've been going on for longer. Like we were at like 100 or something.
35 is good. 35 is so impressive, guys. Like, congratulations.
It is.
That's a lot.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm taking your congratulation, but albeit we don't have a super lot of listeners, so it's kind of a level taking of your congratulations. But yes, it is exciting.
Do you gain like a follower per episode? That's it. It's like
pretty much. It's like right. one. It's like we got one new person, and then we'll look at like the stats graph or whatever, you know, and it'll be like, oh, it's like 10 more people listened this week than last week or something.
Well, hey, like
it's fun times.
Episode 5000 is going to really rule then.
So. It really will. I think we're going to hit our stride right around like 250. You know, that's my guess. We'll really gain a good following at that point. So how's everyone doing today? Is there anything exciting going on? What's going on with you guys?
I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Things are good.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Good. So let's just, real quickly, I guess, go over, you know, do you want to, tell everyone about your Twitter? You're kind of not a famous person, but you're...
Oh, I'm not a famous person.
You have a podcast of your own.
I do, yeah.
You can kind of, we just want to intro that, you know.
Sure, yeah.
Give people some context,
I can plug it.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm Floppy Adult on Twitter, and I run a podcast called Come On and Slam with at Hunk Tears, and we both like talk about wrestling and like generally just like how like psychosexual everything is with wrestling, actually. But it's
is that true?
Yeah, I think so. I mean
have
it's
you
like
seen
not really
wrestling?
I mean yes, but
it's been a while. It's like really it's just it's kind of, I think wrestling really embraces kind of like that anime sensibility about just like
very dramatic.
A lot of shipping, a lot of like dramatic stuff, a lot of action and violence and actual like romance and friendships and stuff like that. So yeah,
it's
more like
so
it's a melodramatic kind of thing.
Yeah, almost. So we really analyze like that side of it more than like trying to act like it's a sport, which like, you know, is kind of fun, but you know, let's be honest.
It's not
honest
really
with ourselves and each other.
I'm probably gonna get a bad message after this. Like I'm like, oh, it's not really a sport, and then someone
right.
be like, what are you saying?
Yeah, someone will probably come after you, but just don't worry about it. I got.
Do you get any like hate about that kind of thing?
No.
Like, some people are adamant about it being a sport and being
well.
Like,
I think like our listeners kind of just know the deal. Like Hunk Tears is a. Like fan fiction writer, like
he
does like has a following like a lot of ways like because of that stuff. So like our audience like kind of knows
is naturally more like interested in that kind of thing. Yeah,
yeah. I don't think we're getting a whole lot of listeners that are just like, well, I can't believe y'all are talking about this. Like it's real. You know, it's like
it's a real sport. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's like stumbling into our podcast like, what is this?
Like I wanted to hear about like the new ice. I can't even like make a good example.
Right.
I
mean, it's like the podcast is spelled C-U-M, come on and slam. Right. It's like, I don't really think it's unclear like what we're getting at.
It's kind of a, yeah.
That's a Space kind of Jam reference. I mean, not the C-U-M part, but the come on and slam part.
Right. It's, but, there's a, like a series of wrestling videos called Botchamania, and they use the come on and slam. And so it's kind of like repurposed as a wrestling thing in some circles, which is, I guess, okay. where we got it. I don't know where we got
Interesting.
It.
Interesting.
But, okay.
I mean, yeah, it's you slam, it. Right, in wrestling. That's a
yeah.
thing.
Everything's slamming. About slamming. Yeah.
Slamming. Like, it's all slamming.
Yeah, yeah, so. Yeah.
Come on. It's all slamming. It's all slamming, right? That's, like, the thing.
C-U-M, the podcast about slamming.
It's so true.
Oh, God. So, I mean, it's a Space Jam reference, too. So, you got, yeah. like... You got yeah. those 90s kids kind oh, of yeah. on board right there.
Only 90s kids will remember a
we'll remember
a wrestling podcast camp. With cum in the title. Yeah, good.
That should be your tagline.
Yeah, right? It really should be.
So you're probably tired about talking about wrestling all the time. Well, I mean, not tired, but like there's a lot of wrestling talk.
If y'all have questions or want to talk about wrestling, like I'm super down. Like we recorded episode 6 like right before this, so it's like I could not talk about it, but I will
say that my knowledge of wrestling
yeah.
comes from my brother who was into wrestling a lot when we were growing up.
Okay.
He's 2 years younger than me, and then also from like a bunch of N64 video games
right.
that I played a lot of I know
age.
A lot about like yeah, I guess. Is that the Golden Age? I don't know.
I mean, for wrestling games, it certainly is. Yeah, for
okay,
sure.
Okay, for wrestling games, yeah. So a lot of my like wrestling knowledge is basically late 90s, early 2000s, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, if you played the wrestling. Games, you probably have a pretty good technical knowledge of the wrestling moves and characters.
I wouldn't call it that but I can like name some people. Like, I know Sting was big back then.
I know that character.
Is that his name? Yeah. Is that his name? And then The Undertaker.
Yeah, I know that one too.
And then, God.
Hulk. Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan.
He wasn't really around then. Diamond Dallas. Well, that's a guy,
Diamond
right?
Dallas Page. Sure.
Yeah. Steve Austin was a guy.
There you go.
See, I can call out like five to six.
You've got like a working knowledge of like 1998 wrestling.
Yes. That's exactly right. If there's ever a trivia that's like 1998 in wrestling, I could do decently in that category.
You'd probably do okay, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, see, there you go. But I know nothing about wrestling today, so...
Yeah.
I do know from the GIFs and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, because there's a lot of GIFs.
Yeah.
There was one guy that, like, went crazy for a while, and they had, like, a really weird storyline with him, and he was, like, a supervillain or something like that.
Deranged or something. Listen, that really describes about, like, 48 wrestlers right now. So, like, you're like, it's a guy that went totally bonkers, and a billion GIFs were made of him. It's like, I remember he
had, like, a brother or something, and he, like, had a falling out. I don't know.
Oh, are you talking about, yeah. No, you're totally right. So, I think you're talking about Matt Hardy. And
maybe
he basically watched The Room, basically, you know, that Tommy Wiseau like terrible movie.
Yeah. Not the horror movie. Okay.
No. Like, he watched The Room and like crafted a character that's basically like, I'm going to be so over the top and bad that it's going to get me famous. And he's had a career renaissance making these like short form, like insane videos that are less about wrestling than just about anything else that's like happening right now. So, and yeah, like he got super internet famous again, and he had a falling out with his brother and blah, 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 blah. But now WWE hired them back. So they're both like, at the top again, which is...
Wow, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, so yeah.
I'm just always fascinated by the crazy wrestling stories.
Yeah.
The meta fiction or whatever you...
Oh, sure, but yeah. Anyway. Yeah, there's a lot of wrestling meta. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but yeah.
Anyway, so you probably don't want to talk about wrestling anymore.
We can move on.
Have you all seen any exciting movies lately, because I have, and I'm going to give my review, but I wanted to reach out to you guys first.
I'm mostly excited to hear about yours, because it's one that I'm going to see soon.
Well, you said you were going to see something over the weekend.
I was going to see the one you're going to talk about, but I never got around to seeing it.
Did you see any interesting movies recently, Floppy Adult?
I saw Alien Covenant.
I saw Alien Covenant too.
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay, now our opinions are going to diverge, like,
I think they're going to really diverge here. So I'm very
That's good. So here we go. What did you think? Really quick, give me out of like 5 stars. You can do half stars if you want.
Okay. If Prometheus was a 2.5 for me, I would say that I would say Covenant is a 3.
Okay, that's not bad.
It was a perfectly watchable movie, but okay. I thought, like, I wanted things to. Then this is like kind of a bad reason to dislike a movie. So I admit that going into it, but it's like it didn't do what I wanted, so I'm mad about it. Like
I can say that about any movie, though.
Yeah, I guess. Like, I've seen plenty of movies that did go the way I wanted to, but were so poorly executed that I still wanted to, like, poke my eyes out.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
But
I guess I'm saying, like, there's plenty of movies I dislike because they didn't go the way I wanted them to. So I think it's a valid reason to dislike a movie.
I guess so, yeah. You know? Yeah, I guess
I have a question. Have you seen Predators 4?
Or Predators 4?
Yeah, it's either Predators or Predator 4, depending on how you...
Is that the one with Adrian Brody?
It has the Yakuza guy in it, and it's the one with
Adrian Brody. I've seen that one.
Oh, that's like the Robert Rodriguez movie, right? Like, I think he made that.
Yes, I think so. So that's a 2.5. What is Covenant?
Where's that a 2.5?
I mean, we're using that as a baseline. Just let's say it's 2.5.
But we don't know if Poppy Adult thinks that's a 2.5.
No, yeah, I don't know if that's a 2.5.
You're screwing up the Is that a 2.5?
I think that's like a 2 for me. I don't know.
My point is, though, let's set it at neutral. If that's a perfectly neutral score, let's set it at 0 then.
I'm all kinds of confused right now.
I liked Covenant more than I liked that Robert Rodriguez Predators movie.
All right, cool. Yeah.
Me too. Same. Cool. Yeah. Same. This is a very strange scale. This can be the new movie viewing scale. Like, how did you like it? It's like, okay, you give your stars, but how did you like it? How does it compare to Predator 4?
I kind of like it. I kind of like it. It's like, how did you like the new Call of Duty? It's like, I don't know, man. How did you like Breath of the Wild? It's like,
There's a reason I'm asking, though. I mean, it's been a while since there was an Alien movie. It had been a while since there was a Predator movie. Predators was like the revamp years later, and Killer is sort of the same thing.
So, you know how Predators is kind of fanservice-y?
Yes, extremely.
Covenant is pretty fanservice-y, too. There's a lot of callbacks to, like, the other...
Yeah, Predators movies. Was the Marvel Comics version of Predator.
And Alien Covenant is almost there, but I think it's more Prometheus 2 than...
It is.
I mean, it's half and half, right?
Yeah.
The way I would describe it is it's, like, half Alien 3, half Prometheus.
Yeah, it definitely was. It felt like a chain link to link like Prometheus and the rest of the Alien stuff. It was kind of like, oh, you didn't like a lot of the stuff in Prometheus. Well, we're gonna drop about half of it and then like reconnect it to the Alien stuff. And it's like,
right, and then just make another Alien movie, but with all that stuff still.
And I would say it did that effectively, basically. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there was just a lot of writing and stuff that I was just kind of like, oh, boy. But
see, that's the part of the movie I loved, and I don't know why. I really like melodramatic, like, hammy, like... Sure. I just like that. Like, I will forgive a movie if it has, like, interesting things to say, even if they're said in a really dumb way.
Okay.
I just like... Well, like, David, the character, I just like a lot.
Yeah.
And I like I liked all the Alien bits. So I completely agree that I like it way more than a person should. But it is what it's just that small sliver of movie that I'll, you know, that I'll just be like, oh, I don't care how bad the rest of it is. Yeah. I like this part, so it's really, you know, so it's good. But
I will say the people I saw it with liked it more than I did. So
is that true? Yeah.
Yeah, it seems to be, I'm kind of, I think more people I know who have seen it have liked it a lot. And I've only seen a few people that were like, this sucked. So I don't
know. It seems to be more of a divisive movie, though.
Yeah.
Then, I mean, Prometheus was pretty divisive too, but
yeah,
it just seems like a lot of people are like, yeah, I didn't really like it, or they're like, oh yeah, it was great, or whatever.
Right.
There doesn't seem to be a lot of like, I don't know. It's definitely not a Marvel movie where it's like everyone's like, yeah, it was pretty good. You know what I mean? Like, there's
right,
not like
right.
Yeah. There's not like that average of like, yeah, which, I thought it was pretty good. You know,
which like perfectly describes how I felt about Guardians of the Galaxy 2. I was like,
exactly,
yeah, it was,
right?
Yeah,
it's pretty
like,
good.
It was fine. Like, yeah. I won't ask for that time back. But like, that's
right. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. It's like, it's pretty good. Like everyone says that. Whereas like Alien Covenant's like, I didn't like it, or yeah, I liked it a lot, or something.
Yeah.
But I think it's worth seeing, Bats, sure, because you like those movies.
Yeah.
I personally
didn't like Prometheus very much, but I like the idea of Prometheus. I just don't think it was executed in a way.
Well, then you actually might like Covenant, because Covenant has a lot of ideas of Prometheus, but it throws away a lot of the stuff that was kind of just like...
It's funny, because that's actually what aggravated me about the movie, is that if you... Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't even think Prometheus was that great, but there were still things that were left kind of open-ended from it that I wanted answered. And I would say that Covenant, like, did a very poor job of, like, catering to me. Like, they did is kind of go... yeah, we're gonna like go right up to that line and then basically throw that stuff
and
out the window.
Not say it.
Yeah. Which like I think
no.
Which I think for a lot of like diehard Alien fans is probably better. Like I think they were kind of like maybe, and this is speculative, but it's like I think a lot of Alien folks have been kind of tired of just like, hey, we just want to go back to like the horror of Alien stuff and
of the original,
and not really deal with like these big questions. And I'm sitting here like, no, I want to know more about the civilization. Like, what's who are these people? Yeah. And then, you know, I'm basically the one that's left like unsatisfied. So
no, yeah,
but
I'm like a lot of people like that.
I'm like one of like five people that are like, what's the deal with the bald aliens?
I think there are a lot of people like that. I think I'm like half and half, right?
Right.
Like it's like I like Prometheus 4. It's like, oh, those are interesting things. But at the same time, like I'm glad they like went back to like the, you know, horror-y aspects. It's interesting that you say that because like Alien has been one of those franchises where the fan base has like really split on like what they want out of the new movies, especially with like the AVP stuff and like the extended universe and stuff. Like, people want completely different things, you know, from those films now, especially now that Prometheus is out. Just an interesting, I don't know. I think because like number one, because it's always been all over the place. Alien 1 is like super horror.
Yeah.
Alien 2 is like an action horror. And then 3 is like, I don't know what the hell, like an art horror. I don't know what the hell you call that. 4 is a mess. And then art horror, I don't know what you call it. It's weird. It's a weird, well, I wouldn't call it art, but it's like, it's a weird movie. And then 4 is a mess, but then 8, Alien vs. Predator, are just like, oh, we're going to build more mythology about the universe. And some people really dig that. So like everyone like has their own like thing that they like about the series. Like some people are like, oh, I really like the horror part of Alien and I don't care for Aliens as much. And then other people are like, oh, I really like the action part of Aliens and I don't care for the horror as much. Or like, oh, I really like the mythology that's explored in some of the other movies, you know what I mean? So
right.
I don't know. It's hard to please everyone.
It is.
But it's just one of those movies, I guess.
Yep.
Anyway,
the poster's really cool.
The poster is really cool, and I will say the best part of the movie is, like, there's a shot, I don't want to spoil it, but it's similar in composition to the poster, and it's
that's awesome.
Cool. It's a cool shot. So anyway, let's go. Let's diverge from Alien. I would give it 4 stars, so look at that.
Nice. Wow.
Wow, I know. I really liked it. What am I going to do? It's funny because I hate, like, a lot of movies, but I like this one, so... It is what it is. Bass, you had an animal news story. Let's get into
We've got an animal news story today. This suit-wearing dog is the best used car salesman we've ever seen.
You read that like you were a local news reporter.
Pause down. Car buying can be rough.
Oh my god.
Fortunately, there's a pint-sized dealer who's eager to help. Introducing Bruss Griffin. That's the dog's name.
How do you spell that?
Oh my god.
B-R-U-S-G-R-I-F-F-I-N. Bruss Griffin.
Bruss. Uh-huh. Bruss? And where is this located?
Probably
Florida.
I'm not sure.
Just taking a guess. Florida.
I don't think it says, probably. But...
What kind of dog is it? What does it look like?
It looks like a pug mixed with an orange something.
Oh, that sounds adorable.
Yeah, it's a cute dog, and they dressed it up in a suit and a tie.
Oh, my God.
So does it really sell cars, or is it just their mascot?
It's kind of like... Okay, you know Keith Pearson Toyota in Florida? It's like if that guy didn't have daughters and had a dog instead... That's what this is.
This sounds more of like a marketing stunt than...
Yeah, of course. The dog is not selling cars. Like, he's not like, hey...
It's just interesting that this was picked up by, like, the Huffington Post, though. Like,
I don't think the dog is like, what can I do to get you into this Nissan today?
Why don't you check out the
07
Honda over here?
Like, yeah.
What do I have to do to get you in this, this 99
we have flexible we have flexible financing options.
They always try to get you with those flexible financing options. You're paying an extra, like, 5 years. That's where the interest gets you.
Listen, my boss is going to be mad. He won't play fetch with me later, but I can't make that deal for you.
It's like, right. I'm not going to get my bone. Yeah. And then he's like, throw me a bone here.
Oh, God. Oh, boy.
There's a lot of puns you can make there. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about the animal mask. I feel like it's almost... You're kind of taking it. I mean, you get. I guess you're not really.
I think you're kind of taking advantage of that. I love it.
You love it?
Yeah, okay. It's a good thing.
Fair enough. I just don't understand how this got, like. I mean, obviously, the bar for weird news is pretty low already. But, like, this is just basically a car dealership that dressed a dog up in a suit and was like, hey, look, this dog's selling cars.
I think they made a commercial, too, but.
Oh, maybe that was what it was.
Like, maybe the dog has never been on premises there. Maybe he just, like, dressed his dog up one day.
He's just in the commercials. Yeah. That'd be funny. I wonder mechanically how that would like dog actually selling a car would. Maybe what they could do is have like the salesman go around with the dog, like he's on the leash, like they got the dog on the leash, and then
that would be like, so while awkward. Making though, the sale. Like, hey, I've just got this dog here. Don't mind.
But it's part of their thing, though. Like the customer pets the dog and is like, oh, the dog's so. I don't know. That's what I got.
All right, so maybe there's a rival dealership across the street that has a cat wears hats.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like little hats. God. And yeah. So the rivalry between the dog with the suit and the cat with the hat.
Sounds like a DreamWorks movie, right?
It really does.
Doesn't it, though? It's like cats versus dogs. Auto wars or something.
Like, right before we got on this call, I saw that DreamWorks already announced that Boss Baby 2 is going to come out. So I'm fully expecting car dog, car cat to be like a tent pole picture for DreamWorks in like 2022 or whatever.
Yeah, and like it's the dogs of the world, and they sell like trucks and stuff.
Totally.
Right.
Yeah.
And the cats would sell
like little Corvette, like little sports
classy
cars.
Or something. Sports cars.
Yeah. And then all the sequels write themselves, like a pet lizard. Like selling dirt bikes.
You bring in a couple animals more in there, and then you got a lizard with dirt bikes.
Yeah, like a bear selling like construction equipment. You know,
it's perfect. He's in like a flannel shirt or whatever.
Yeah,
right?
Looks
like a lumberjack or something.
I mean, I'm imagining that their owners get the Best in Show kind of treatment, where they get their reality show style interviews with the pet. And their owners are all just totally nuts. They're not normal people at all. And they have really funny mannerisms and lifestyles
Absolutely.
And stuff.
Well, if it was a DreamWorks movie, like, somehow the animals and the humans would just, like, coexist in some weird capacity. Like, they'd be completely fine with it or whatever.
Yeah.
Or there would be no humans. And it would just be, like, dogs and cats are just... This is the world now. It's like,
Zootopia.
Zootopia 2 is just about car dealerships. It'd be very weird.
It's be good though, right? Because Zootopia 1's kind of a commentary on our society.
It was.
Yeah. Zootopia 2, they kind of magnify it down a little more.
Yeah, Zootopia 1 is kind of like the judicial and, you know, like law aspect of society. Yeah. Well, this one can be this like commercialism.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, love it. Yeah, totally. Like Judy Hopps. Judy Hopps is now going to dismantle capitalism in Zootopia. Holy moly.
She's fighting between the dogs and the cats in the car wars. But there's like some seedy like conspiracy going on, and she has to like get to the bottom of it.
Oh, yeah. See, perfect. That's the movie. Perfect.
I'd see it.
I think a lot of people would see it, let's be honest.
There are producers at Disney and Pixar and DreamWorks right now just going like, how do we get in touch with this dealer? Got to buy the rights to this like right away.
That's a great idea. Yeah. I mean, they wouldn't really buy it. They would just steal it and like whatever. They would just use it. Like, yeah. Let's be honest. We're not popular enough.
That's true. I'm just like 5 minutes away from like the Disney animation stuff. So if they put up any like billboards on their building, I'll let y'all know.
Yeah, please do. They're like, oh, we're now filming Zootopia 2. Or not Zootopia. I guess DreamWorks wouldn't be doing that.
Yeah.
This was a perfect time for like a rival movie, right?
I think there is. You know how they release,
you know, like Disney does their own like, you know, car dealership thing, and then with Zootopia 2, and then DreamWorks is like, we need to get in on that.
Well, Cars 4 could be about like the like Lightning McQueen having to sell himself. And a dog like sells him or something, so it could do be like a crossover movie,
like Zootopia and Cars, same universe.
It's the new Zootopia Cars like shared universe.
That would be amazing though. I feel like Cars is like the perfect property to throw at that, because like. Oh, you know, boy. It's not as well reviewed as the other ones. Yeah. So might as well throw in some Zootopia in there to like, you know, bring some more audience, you know, to the theaters that day.
Totally.
You get talking cars and talking animals. Like it's a win-win for the whole family, really.
Yeah, it's sort of like a Kingdom Hearts kind of deal.
Mm-hmm. Which is bring in everything. Yeah.
Oh man,
Kingdom Hearts.
Sora, we gotta go buy a new car. And it's just like,
and then it's like Lightning McQueen or
whatever. Yeah, exactly. And it's the fox from Zootopia selling him, like, trying to lowball him on a deal or whatever. It'd be great.
And it's like, Mickey, I don't think this price is fair.
That fox is the used car salesman. He can't be affiliated with big dealerships. Good. He's too seedy for that.
Yeah,
he's
the
little guy. Yeah,
that's totally.
Yeah, he's the little guy. Whew, I'm sold on this movie.
Yeah.
I have a Reddit question that kind of segues really good with this.
Let's jump into the Reddit question.
If you guys want to jump into them.
Let's go. I'm ready.
All right. What bear is best?
What bear is best?
What bear is best?
That's this is
what
a Reddit question wants to from know. The Office.
Okay, so that's like the old Office thing. Like that's why Dwight Schrute, like that's his like go-to question.
That's his thing.
So it's very
go-to thing.
That's very difficult. That's a good question.
I've only seen the English Office. I do not know about.
Oh, you're one of those people.
Oh.
The American Office is just too long. I never committed.
Remember how that was like the thing
it
to
was.
Say? What is it, like 5 years ago? Well, I don't remember how long
more
it was.
Than that.
You know, 5-6 years ago. Yeah. Probably like 10 years
it was
ago 10. Or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and you're like, I watched The Office, and they're like, oh, I only watched The English Office. Yeah. So much
it's
better.
It's just David Brent for
better.
Me.
Yeah.
Yes. The English Office is fine. It's just like only one season, and it doesn't really go anywhere. So.
Well, I'll say this: it's two seasons and a Christmas special because I've seen.
Oh, do they have two seasons?
I've seen every single episode of each one. So boom.
So how would you rank both? Like, which one do you like better? Since you've seen both,
you know, it's like the English sensibility with making shows is like, let's make like 6 or 8 episodes in a season and just like be done with it. And I actually love that restraint. Like that restraint is great. So I would say like if I had to just watch, you know, one of them in their entirety, I would do the British Office. Mm-hmm. But Like, the American Office seasons, like, 2 through 4 are, like, really, are, like, really amazing. Good, too. Yeah. Yeah.
They are. They were both written and directed by Ricky Gervais, right? So it's kind of like...
I think he had a hand in both of them.
No, Mike, I don't know if Michael Schur took over the American one. And so, okay, like, yeah. he's the guy that did Parks and Rec and... Mm-hmm. And also
Brooklyn. It was like Greg Daniels, and, I think, too.
Yeah, Greg Daniels and Michael Schur. Like, they both did The Office and Parks and Rec and stuff like that. So, but which bear is best? I don't know.
Grizzly. I mean, it's the killer bear, right? It's like the great white shark of bears.
What about polar bears?
I mean, yeah, but... What are they? They're like the biggest bear or something?
I don't know how big the biggest bear is.
I think they're the biggest. I think they're the biggest bear.
I think Kodiaks are the biggest. Like, whatever those
Which
are.
Which one's the Kodiak?
Is that the Russian bear?
Brown. Yeah, brown. I think so. You know what? I'm going to cheat a little and say...
We're really testing the knowledge of
we don't.
Here.
We don't know shit about bears is the thing that we're figuring out. I guess
we're discovering that on the show.
I guess I would cheat and say that the bear selling construction equipment that we just came up with is the best bear. Mm-hmm.
That's the best bear.
Yeah.
But if I had to hang out with a bear, it would probably be that one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I wouldn't really want to hang out with any bears, considering they'd probably maul me. But
You know what? Like, forget about it. Like, I'm not thinking outside the box. Like, we have so many bears to choose from, guys. Like, there's Yogi Bear. There's Boo-Boo.
Oh, you're right. Oh. We're not even thinking. I feel so stupid.
There's so many bears we could really choose from here.
I was thinking bears in the woods.
I know.
Me
like,
too.
Same
man.
Here. I was like, what?
Okay. I'm so mad at us for this.
Yeah. So maybe we can go Yogi.
Oh, God. Yogi's good.
I might go Kuma Boo-Boo. From Tekken.
Like that's a good bear.
That's a good bear.
That's kind of a deep cut bear.
Yeah, that's a deep cut bear. I'm gonna own that. So which bear is y'all's favorite?
I like that one. Oh God, this is hard. There's a lot of bears now.
Is Kate Sith a bear?
No. Well, no. He's not a bear, right?
He could be.
He's a remote-controlled bear thing, kind of.
He's like a big Mog or whatever, though, isn't he?
Yeah, I think he's a Mog robot.
At this point, like, we don't know what a Mog is. But maybe that's a bear in just Final Fantasy land.
Yeah.
Right? They're kind of teddy bear-like, right? We can go with... You can choose K-Sith.
Yeah, no,
that's fair.
I've got a Kate Sith question for y'all. And it's been a while since I played FF7. So,
okay,
is Kate Sith the robot or the cat with the crown? Like, which one is which? Like,
is that a philosophical question?
No, because we know that Reeves controls Kate Sith from Midgar. Right. But, like, mm-hmm. is he controlling the cat or the big thing? And is the cat controlling the big thing is it, like, a daisy chain of, like, I'm gonna control the cat, and then the cat's gonna control the big thing? And also,
it's kind of like that.
Also, who's playing the trumpet? Oh, you play trumpet with Kate Sith. Which one plays the trumpet?
That's true.
I'm so confused.
Maybe Reeves is controlling the cat, and that's controlling the big thing. But yeah, that's like kind of a complicated connection.
That's a weird daisy chain, guys.
I don't know if you'd get the amount of like precision needed to, you know,
to
move around and
Correct
stuff.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that the small cat on top can move independently of the big cat, but the big cat cannot move independently of the small cat.
The big thing isn't a cat. It's like a Mog.
When you're casting a spell and stuff, doesn't the little cat wave his arms around and the big one just...
Yeah, he does do like a dance. Yeah. You're right. Oh my God, this is really complicated.
This is messing me up, because I've really never thought...
I think you're right, though. I think you're right, Time.
You know what, though? I bet the writers didn't... Like, I bet the Reeves thing was written, like, after the fact. You know what I mean? And they're like, you know, it'd be cute if a cat was controlling this big guy, and like whatever, you know, that'd be fun. And then later they're like, this doesn't really make sense in the context of the world we're building here, right, guys. We need to have like a man, you know, yeah, controlling him from behind the scenes. Well, or something.
And the best part of that whole thing, and wow, I can't believe this turned into Final Fantasy VII fan cast. Like,
it's
sorry,
fine,
that,
it's good,
but
no,
but
good.
Like. But, like, the best part is that there's that dramatic moment, and spoilers for FF7, and I'm not even talking about the big dramatic
20
moment,
years
but,
ago.
But the one, yeah, yeah. But you, like, you're in that temple, and you're, like, you have to, like, do the puzzle with the black materia, and the temple, like, folds yeah. in on itself. And everyone's mm-hmm. like, oh, no, Cade Sith is going to stay behind and, like, actually sacrifice himself to do it. And then, like, 2 seconds later, a new Cade Sith is like, hey, guys, what's up? It's like it completely undercut the drama, like 100%. And I'm like, I'm halfway expecting like a new heiress to like come out of nowhere and be like, hey, like, what's up, fools? That was a robot.
I'm with
that was
him.
A robot.
Yeah, like someone in Shinra is controlling me. I was just robot heiress.
I'm like a robot designed to like take care of flowers and churches. Sorry, I didn't like tell y'all before now, but
yeah, we can't risk the like powerful heiress
right.
on just that stuff.
Yeah. You know? Like the girl, has to get killed, but the robot cat? No, we have to have a new robot cat. Like 100%.
That's important. What, how did they even build that? Like, what was their thought process? Like, Shinra's like, we need to infiltrate the Avalanche crew. Like, what can we do that? And they're like, well, we could build like a robot that looks like a human. It's like, no, screw that. We're gonna build a giant Mog and a cat on top of it.
I think I know what
and
happens.
They'll totally bring them along with
they the hired Robotnik as a contractor.
Yeah, that's what it was. And they're like, we trust you, whatever it is. I don't what I'm really curious to know is how they're gonna handle all this in the remake.
Oh, you know. Yeah. I don't know. I mean,
there's some weird stuff in Final Fantasy VII.
Oh, I 100% just wish that I like hope that the wall market where like you're tracking down all the cutest stuff for Cloud to wear. I hope that's like a 5-hour segment. Like I want to be just like completely immersed. I want to go to
that's the best part of the game.
I want to go to every room in the Honeybee Inn and see all the mm-hmm. weirdos. Like, I want
yep,
all
yep,
of that.
100%. Yeah, me too. That's like the best part of the game.
That's the best probably. Part. I love that.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, so who knows? And it's going to be episodic, so I'm sure it'll be in episode 8, like, whenever that happens. Whatever.
The weird thing about FF7, right, is like as it's like kind of legend has grown, if you will. It's gotten like I feel like people are looking back on it in like a different light, like right. that it was more like dark and kind of grungy and you know depressing.
Oh, right?
And,
yeah.
I don't know, but like if you go back and play the game, it's very silly. Like the game yeah. is extremely
yeah.
silly.
Well, that's like,
and then there are moments of seriousness, but like
yeah.
you know, it's a very silly game.
But that's like 100% because of like Advent Children, right? That like terrible anime.
Oh, I think so.
Because it's like it was so serious and grimy. And I'm like, this yeah. isn't the FF7 I fell in love with. Like
FF7. Yeah.
Not at all.
Yeah. So it'll just be interesting to see how they do it with the remake, because I feel like some people are going to expect like the what they remember Final Fantasy VII to be, which is like this kind of dark, you know, for maybe a 13-year-old kid, it's like a dark,
yeah.
you know, universe. But like what it really is like it's a silly RPG game with some,
right,
you know, some serious stuff in it. But
yeah, it's
I don't know.
Very
it'll be
anime.
Interesting to see how it works.
Yeah,
yeah, totally. It's very anime. Well, yeah, it's a Final Fantasy game. But anyway, all right, that's what he got for us.
All right,
moving on.
Batman gets his name from a fear of bats. Using this logic, what is your superhero name?
Oh my god.
So what's my greatest fear? Failure Man. That would be me.
So your superpower has to be related to failure.
That's me, I'm Failure Man. I don't know what my power would be. It would be failing a lot.
Like you have a bunch of gadgets, and they're not like they're not like shaped like anything, but they make that like sad trombone every time you use them.
They make variations of like sad sound effects.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Like want, 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 and then the Price is Right, like failure, or whatever.
Yes. Yeah.
And then the sound that like a buzzer makes, you know, when your credit card is declined or whatever. Like,
oh my god, yeah. Oh my god.
Yeah, so I'm failure, man.
That's pretty good. That's
so, I feel like my outfit would look kind of like the Riddler. It would be like Riddler-esque.
Yeah.
You know?
There'd be lots of emoticons on it, and they're all sad.
Yeah, like sad, like sad faces and stuff. It'd probably be like a leotard of some kind, like you know, purple or, you know, blue or something like that. Maybe blue, because that's sad. It's the color of sadness.
Yeah.
So, there you go. Failure, man. What would yours be? What about you guys?
I'm Wasp Man, probably.
Wasp Man?
Yeah.
See, that would actually be a good superhero.
Yeah. Right?
That sounds like a Spider-Man villain already.
Totally.
You know?
Yeah.
Could be like Sarah Kerrigan kind of esque. I could. My superpower is I can lay eggs in my opponent that hatch and I become like an insect king.
Wouldn't really that be cool? Messed up.
I know, but it'd be
awesome. Yikes.
This is like an Image Comics or like a Vertigo comic.
Yeah.
This is like a DC or Marvel.
That would be awesome.
I
think mine would just be Arthur from The Tick. Like, I am afraid of moths. Like, that's it. I would just be like Moth Boy. And it's so weird. It's like I know spiders and like wasps and bees and stuff are more dangerous, but I've had this like deep fear of moths since I was like 4 years old. And so
moths are really big.
They can weird. Be big and gross and weird. Yeah. And so
and they like land on you and it's gross.
So I guess my powers would be like, you would only see me at night and I would be like annoying and I would just like stick to walls. And I would just make you...
And you would, like, go to light a lot.
Yeah, I would hang out in the light and just, like, make you worry. Because I'm just, like, plastered against the wall. And I'm just, like, looking at you like, you don't know what I'm going to do, man.
I might fly in your face.
I might.
Like, you don't know.
I might go in your closet really and clumsy. Eat your clothes. Yeah.
You got to fly in the windows and, like, hurt yourself.
Yeah. I would just constantly hurt myself. I would eat clothes all the time. And people would be like, what are you doing? Just like,
it's just part of my power.
I like the shirt. I'm going to eat it. Sorry.
I'm Moth Boy. I like how you couldn't be Moth Man because that's like...
No, that's like a whole different thing right? Yeah. Yeah. So I'd have to be Moth Boy.
Yeah. Did you guys see the Mothman prophecies?
I did, I did.
The Richard Gere movie. Are we shifting gears into that podcast segment now?
I mean, should we talk about this movie?
We're shifting gears?
Absolutely.
It's, oh, boy.
Oh, nice. We're shifting gears. Very nice. Mothman Prophecies. I saw that for the first time with you, Bat.
Yeah.
I remember it.
I know. We rented it from Blockbuster Video.
Back when Blockbuster was a thing.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was it sure is a movie. Right?
I saw that in the theater. Back,
You did? Really?
I did, yeah. I saw it in the theater. I don't know why. I think it was like I wanted to face my fear. I'm like, what is this about? And I'm like,
oh, with moths?
By the end of it, I was like, oh, that wasn't about moths at all. All right, cool.
There was no moths in
there. There was nary a moth to be found. I was like, this sucks. It was just a bad 2-hour Richard Gere movie. Anyway.
But it like tried to be like a thriller or whatever at times, and it just didn't work as one of those.
It sucked. Yeah.
I haven't seen it since I saw it with you, and I remember it being a really cool thriller kind of movie.
Yes,
I remember.
See, here's
it being
the
good.
Thing. Yeah, here's the thing though. Like, those kinds of movies are like really cool when you're like 12.
Yeah,
sometimes. Because you're like, ooh, like, this is, like, a cool mystery thing. And you have no idea, like, that the movie itself is just really bad. but, like, I bet I would have gotten the same amount of enjoyment of reading about the Mothman on Wikipedia for 2 hours as I would watching that movie.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense, you know. Like, I just like the mystery about it. But, yeah, the movie is bad. So, that's what I have to say about that. Bats, you got another question for us?
Yes, I do. I think we had this question next week, so I'll put it off for now. How about...
Next week?
Add,
in the future?
Okay. Add ing to the end of a movie title. How does this change the meaning, and what is it about now? And there's,
ing?
Yeah, and there's a second question that kind of goes with this. You could also add ed.
This is very complicated.
So either add ing or add ed to the end of a movie title.
What's your favorite movie?
Oh, I've got it.
It's
Die Harding, and it's a revenge story for Nancy Kerrigan to go after Tonya Harding 25 years after the knee incident. That's it. That's it. That's all I got. That's all I wanted to say. Now y'all can take it over, but I was the first thing I thought about was Die Harding.
I think that's perfect. That's it. Die Harding.
I've got to hear everybody else's, but like that's the first thing I thought of.
I don't think I can do any better than that one, though. But most movies don't really work with ing,
yeah.
You know.
How about The Hosting?
from the host.
Instead of a monster movie, it's about a party. And there's a monster at the party.
Okay, no monsters. It could be a monster.
I like monster at a party. That's like a genre I don't think I've seen.
I was gonna say if The Hosting was just a movie about like getting a like they're trying to host like a dinner party or something.
Yeah,
it would be like Jason Bateman. And, like, maybe Jennifer Aniston would be in there.
Need Ryan Gosling.
You know,
Gosling.
They'd be, like... Yeah, they'd be, like, a middle-aged couple hosting a diddle party for their friends or whatever, you know? Right?
Yeah.
That's what that movie would be.
Halfway through, you have the monster popping out, you know?
Oh, see, I don't think they would be in the monster version, but, yeah.
I love that. No, I'm super into, like, an hour into this, like... This, like, comedy vehicle with, like, Jennifer Aniston and Jason Bateman. Like, there's just a monster in the house. That'd be awesome. Like, are you kidding me?
I can see that movie by the B-52s.
Totally.
They don't even show that in the trailer. They, like, you think you're going into, like, a
How like much a would comedy. That rule? That would be so great. That would be so cool.
You think you're going into just kind of a funny, you know, mid-tier comedy movie.
Yeah, you're like, hour into, like, a Horrible Boss's retread, and you're just like, man, I've seen all these jokes before, and then some monster just starts straight-up murdering fools at this party. That'd be great.
Doesn't that sound fight great? Survive?
Yeah,
okay,
amazing.
I'm on board with this. I would go see that now. In a heartbeat. The Hosting.
Yeah.
This sounds good.
Yeah.
And you can do like a play on words, like they were hosting the party, but they were also hosting the monster. Like, ooh. Oh. All right, I'm done. Sorry.
It's okay.
That's a great movie, though.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
So I don't have one, Bat, so just skip me and go on to the next question.
Okay, next question.
Jason Bateman has only been in one horror movie. Have you all seen The Gift?
Oh, that movie screwed me up. Like...
That was messed up.
It was really scary and weird. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
it was.
What's The Gift? I haven't seen that. Is it good?
It's good. I mean, I don't know. Maybe you didn't think it was good.
I thought it was good.
I don't know.
No. Yeah, I thought it was good. Yeah.
It's Jason Bateman and some other, I don't remember the actress's name, but they're like a couple and they live in a nice house and they like, meet a guy from high school that Jason Bateman's character went to high school with, like on a chance.
Yeah.
And they had just moved in this house, so I think he comes by and like gives him a gift to say like happy new house or whatever.
Right.
And then he like doesn't stop leaving him alone, and well, I'll just leave it at that because it's like a
thriller. It is a real thriller, but it's also just plays on all of your like social like how do I deal with like rude people or like. It's like the movie crawled all over me in like a good way because I've never forgotten it, but it's like it's so hard to watch. It's so hard to watch.
Yeah, because you're like, how would I deal with that? Like, I don't know. Yeah, because it's like just weird situations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, how do you deal with the house guests that's overstayed as welcome but like turned up to like 11? It's crazy.
Right.
Yeah.
But also not like alienate him too much because he's kind of a weirdo.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So this sounds a lot like the movie Funny Games, which was really similar to the first half of Get Out. It's kind of all the same really tense social situations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you like movies like that? Yeah.
I mean, I do.
I like those too. I like movies that subvert your expectations and do weird things with like social, you know, commentary.
I think the reason I like stuff like that is because generally I'm a pretty polite person. I'm really concerned about how people are feeling and, you know, treating people nicely and with respect and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So seeing like the total like opposite of that. It's just, it disturbs me more than...
In, like, regular social situations. Yeah. Like, in normal... Yeah. Yeah, it's, like, disturbing. There's, like, a horror part of that.
It's super disturbing.
It's like, why are you being so mean and rude to this person? Like, that's horrible. Yeah. Interesting.
It's like, you can't do that. Like,
you're not allowed to do that. Yeah. All right, what else you got?
Okay. Redditors of all ages, that's us.
Oh, that's like the worst start of a question I've ever heard.
Prepare yourself. What was cool when you were 12?
What was cool when I was 12?
Yep.
What wasn't cool when
I was 12? I was going to start with what wasn't cool. And video games were not cool when we were 12.
Well, I mean, they were cool in a certain circle, I guess.
No, they weren't.
You could say.
They weren't like... There wasn't a wide consensus about video games being cool, though.
Maybe.
Yeah. I mean, wrestling definitely wasn't cool for me.
No.
Yeah.
Like, I faced... That's like the... Like, there are so many things I could have been bullied over when I was in elementary school and middle school, but it's like... The only thing I ever felt weird about was, like, loving wrestling when I was 12. Like, people made me feel weird about that. Thing. What else wasn't cool when we were 12?
Well, what was cool?
I'll tell you what was cool. Yo-yos.
Yeah. And scooters.
Do you remember those scooters?
Scooters.
Oh, those Razor scooters? Oh, yeah. Damn.
Oh, those were terrible, but cool. Beanie Babies were cool.
Beanie Babies.
I don't know, maybe if you're 12.
Yeah, those like finger flip decks, those like skateboard finger.
Oh, things. The skateboard things. Those are fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh man, this podcast has just become like a BuzzFeed article. It did.
Yeah.
Like, remember the cool '90s stuff you did when you were 12? Yeah. Oh, those horrible. Those scooters were the worst though. Mm-hmm. They were expensive.
They broke a lot.
And they broke a lot.
I knew a kid that had like a full on breakdown when his parents like didn't give him one of those Razor scooters.
The Razor?
Like he had a full on tantrum. It was
really
it was crazy.
He got that mad. Wow.
Yeah, he got really mad.
I remember for like my birthday or something, like my parents got me a scooter, but it wasn't a Razor. It was like an off brand one, and it was just like not super good, and it like. Fell apart a lot, and I had to like screw it back together. But
remember, I had an off-brand one too, and we would bring them together.
Yeah, and we would try to do tricks. Do you remember the trick we invented, Bassnex?
I think I do. The cherry blossom.
Cherry blossom. Yeah,
we couldn't do like cool tricks because our scooters would fall apart. But we would have to like be really gentle.
But we named the trick Cherry Blossom because we were into Japanese stuff.
That's a cool name. That's awesome.
Yep. Wow, that's a fun anecdote. The trick itself was just literally like
you switched the position of your feet.
Yeah, some stupid thing like that. It was like nothing. Okay.
Okay.
Do you have any more questions, or do you want me to get into some of mine?
I can go again.
All right, go.
If dust is
we're gonna get in trivia soon.
If dust is a high percentage of dead skin, how do area that are all right, this question is worded bad.
Who wrote this question?
If dust is a high percentage of dead skin, how does everything get so dusty?
Is it asking that? Is it asking if everything has dead skin on it? Because it kind of sounds
I
like
think
that's
what he
asking.
Wants to know.
The answer is yes. Everything does have dead skin on it. I think.
Makes you think.
Unless I'm mistaken. I don't really have... I don't know. I don't know how dust works enough.
I mean, the premise here is that, like this, the question asker seems to be confused about, like, listen, I dusted yesterday. Why is there more dust? There aren't more dead people.
True.
It's like, no, like everybody who has ever lived is dead. So, yeah, there are a lot of dead people to create dust.
There's a lot of dust.
There's a lot of death. So, I don't know. I don't know. But I do love that. Like, what a morbid person. Just like thinking about
that's
all
what
the,
they're thinking about all the time.
The dead skin dust.
He would be he would be Dust Man. Right?
Yeah, that's his superhero.
See what
name.
I did? I brought it back. Circled back around.
He would be.
I have.
Okay. Yeah. Go ahead with yours.
No. What were you gonna say?
I was gonna say he would be super uncomfortable with his power.
Oh, he would, because he would be surrounded by dust.
Yes.
Like he would have to be near dust to survive.
Yeah.
Kind of like a crank situation, you know.
Yeah.
Like he needs to be. Okay, so you have a superpower. You can have any superpower you want for 24 hours, but the day after... This is such a Reddit question. This is such a stupid Reddit question. The day after you get the power, you get the opposite power. So you get a superpower for 24 hours. It's removed after 24 hours, and then you get the opposite power. So what would you get? I would kind of take advantage of this and get, like, a really bad
superpower. I was just thinking about that, yeah. To get, like...
You know, live with something bad for 24 hours and then get the good thing. This is a dumb question. See, after I read it, I was just like, this is stupid.
How about Explosion Man?
We've been over Explosion Man
before. No, but you... Okay. All right, so here's the blueprint.
Here's the premise.
You get Explosion one on day one. You explode yourself. And then on day two, you implode yourself in your back. And I don't know what you gain from this, but...
This is a terrible power.
Yeah. This is terrible. I mean, like, my superpower would be I can't fly. Okay. And like, tomorrow I can fly. Dope. Bye. Like,
like a genie comes, like, what do you want? And you're like, I don't want to be able to fly anymore. And they're like, all right. And then the next day, boom.
He's like, man, we really should have thought about the fine print here. This is really we not didn't really good. Think.
This is like one of those inverse, like, you know, how you know you can have any wish, and they're like, I want more wishes.
More wishes. Like a, right, exactly.
Oh, oh, oh.
I'll be debt man. I just have massive debt on day one.
Debt man?
Yeah.
You got collection agents just calling you for 24 hours. And then the next
you have
day,
to survive
like
those 24 hours.
Yeah. Yeah, you just put your phone on silent and just chill for like a day. And it's like, you're good.
Yeah, just like they'll like shut off all your electricity, and you know they'll shut off your internet and
yeah,
for a day.
Yeah, no, that's true. Deal. You'll get an eviction notice, but then the next day you can like figure it out. Like you're fine.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
You'll like there'll be a lot of like stuff you need to adhere to the next day. Like you will have a busy day too. Yeah. But I mean, it'll be a good day overall, right?
Which might deter me. I might be like, God, I'm gonna have to deal with a lot of shit tomorrow. Like,
that's not worth it. You have to turn your, you have to go to the power company, turn your lights back on. You got to pay your cable bill. You got to, you know, go to your landlord and be like, sorry, like, here's a lot of money.
Yeah, you have to
whatever.
Turn your credit cards back on. You have to explain why your credit rating went down like 400 points.
Like, dropped.
And then, like, back up. You're like, listen, just don't worry about it. Like, the genie couldn't come in with me today, otherwise he could explain it, but...
He would explain what happened.
He would explain
like,
it.
But... So what happened is I did a reverse wish, basically. It's a long story. Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be a mess.
It doesn't show up on my Experian credit report, but, like, Credit Karma will, like, figure it out. Thanks.
You'll get your, like, your credit score at the end of the month, whatever credit card you get, and they'll just be, like, a weird... It's a negative spike in the middle of that. Yeah. Like, what happened here? They'll probably think you got like your identity was stolen or something
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's true.
That's how you handle that. You just say your identity got stolen.
Oh, yeah. That's a good out.
Yeah, new social security number. Perfect.
Yeah. Man. Call the police and you're like, hey, my identity was stolen.
Something
for a day,
weird
but
happened this
morning. But I recovered it somehow this today and we're good now. All right. Do we have time for one more before we get into Reddit? Or, trivia, rather?
I have one. It's not a good one.
Let's do it. I love bad ones. Let's do it.
All right. The last thing you Googled is now your weapon in the zombie apocalypse. What is it?
Mm-hmm. Okay, oh so God. This is not going to work because I Google a lot of, like, concepts and not real things. But I'll think about the last real thing I Googled.
How do I find the last thing I Googled? Can I
that's
like
a good
search
question.
Because I don't remember
like
the
Google
last
history
thing.
Or something. I'm going to Google history.
Mine is
and see what happens.
Mine's not a very useful one. I looked up a recipe for green onion pancakes.
So that's your that's your weapon.
That's my weapon.
Wait, green onion pancakes?
Yeah.
How does that even work?
It's a Korean thing. You take like grilled green onions and mix it with rice.
Oh, so this is like kind of like a potato pancake thing?
Yeah, it's really similar.
Okay, that makes more sense. I was thinking like savory green onion or not sweet.
No, not sweet, pancakes, not sweet.
Which would have been real weird. I don't see the last thing I Googled. I mean, I do, but they're all non-real things. Oh, I Googled what some aircraft was.
Oh, sweet.
So I have a whole plane.
You don't know how to fly like it, but...
I don't. But you could live in there, right? I could figure it out, yeah. Right? In zombie apocalypse, I could figure it out.
Yeah.
How to fly a plane.
You could at least drive it around, kind of like a big tractor.
On the runway?
Yeah.
I feel like that would use a lot of gas. That wouldn't be the most efficient way to go.
Probably not.
But possibly. What was the last thing you Googled?
I'm... weapon. Like...
You're drawing a blank.
Yeah. Hold on one second. I'm like, kind of looking it up, because... Like, I guess I just search everything in my little, like, Chrome toolbar, but it doesn't look like...
Yeah, same.
It doesn't look like it's, like, tracking that. It just looks like I'm tracking, like, my YouTube searches, which, like, I really don't want to use, like, any of that shit for a weapon. Like, the last thing I actually, like, typed in to Google to search for on YouTube is... Let's see. I just saw it. It's, like, pretty embarrassing. Search,
you don't have to share it.
Search for Justin McElroy laugh. Like, so I'm using Justin McElroy's laugh because I was like thinking about this part in this TV show. And then like
you could have him as a buddy though. You get to keep him and his laugh.
I think you have it on your like phone and you like point it at zombies and you're like you have it on loop basically,
Hey guys,
it's like a deterrent.
Have you seen this episode of their CISO show and they just like eat me alive completely? I'm like, well.
And you're like, it's really funny though, right?
Yeah, it's terrible.
At least I went out laughing.
Yeah, that's the last thing that I could see. I know that's not like the last thing I searched for, but I can't.
I mean, that's, I don't remember. That's good though.
Yeah, it's pretty. I mean, it's pretty good.
It could be a zombie repellent. You know?
Yeah, that's true.
You could modulate the voice a little and make it like I don't know.
Think about really this way. Reaching here. So, with our powers combined, we have. Mm-hmm. An aircraft to live in, we have green onion pancakes to eat, and we have entertainment John McElroy's laugh.
On loop.
It's true.
I mean, what else do you need?
Really? It's true. That's all we got. You know, that would be the worst if, like, your only source of entertainment, you just had, like, a loop of someone laughing. Right?
That'd be amazing.
It's like it. Like, there's no television, you can't watch any Game of Thrones, whatever your favorite shows are, they're all gone. The only source of entertainment is some person's laugh.
Okay.
You know, well,
and think back like, to I Am Legend when he's watching Shrek. Imagine him just watching a YouTube video of someone laughing. And he's just like really sad.
instead of turning on the Today Show every morning, he's just like, here's the same 1 minute clip of Justin McElroy laughing. Here we go. It's like, oh god.
But like he laughs every time because he just loves it so much. He's like, this is my link to the past. This is my connection.
Oh boy.
To
really
good
funny.
Times. To the good old days. When they could do that. You want to get into trivia now?
Sure.
So since you're the guest this episode, we thought we would give you the trivia questions, Flompy Doll. What do you think about that?
Yeah, that's fine. Let's
see. That's fine. That doesn't sound very.
I'm gonna get 100%. I don't even know if I'm gonna use lifelines. That's what. That's
really?
Right. I said it. Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty. Confidence. That's a high. Yeah.
I'm confident. So let's.
You're very confident.
Let's do this thing.
Okay. So we have a lot of weird lifelines, and I'm just gonna read them all to you.
Yeah.
If you don't know what any of them are, you can just skip them or whatever. What were we gonna say?
Oh, I was just saying, yeah, I know, I am aware that you have, like, a smorgasbord of lifelines, which I love.
We do. So. We like people to have options.
Totally.
You know? We like people to have options in their trivia.
I'm into it.
So our lifelines are 5-second Google, which you can use Google for 5 seconds. Mm-hmm. 10-second Bing. You can use Bing for 10 seconds. 30-second Yahoo. 50-50. Monty Hall It, which is like 50-50, but... it's different. It's better, basically.
Yeah.
Phone a friend or ask a person near you, or however you want to swing that one. Really,
okay.
Just ask someone you know. And then our other two are ask a rando, which you can use any way on the internet that you know of to ask a random person.
Okay.
And then rhyme time, where I give you a rhyme that rhymes with the correct answer, which is very cheating, but, I mean, you can use it if you'd like.
Yeah.
it's kind of the gimme.
Okay, cool.
What do you want? You get three. You get one for
I'm gonna
each question.
I'm
going to
do a Monty Hall.
Okay,
solid choice.
Because
that's usually fun. And then I'll do a 10-second Bing because I've literally never used Bing before, so
it'll be a good experience.
It'll be a good experience. Yeah,
it might not be though.
I mean, it might not be.
I know I'm gonna have to Google Bing to get to Bing, so that's pretty funny.
We invented a phrase for Bing. Did you? Do you want to hear it? Like a catchphrase for Bing?
Yeah, please.
It's just Bing it. That was our. Isn't that good? Just Bing it, right? It's like just do it, but for Bing.
I'm ready for the questions whenever y'all are.
Damn it! You have one more lifeline. You can.
Oh, okay. I've got okay.
You have so Bing and Monty Hall Bing, and whatever Monty else. Hall, you want.
And then
pick one. A friend you can ask me.
I'll do. Oh,
that's
friend.
A good. That's good. That's good. That's a good idea.
Yeah,
you're thinking outside the box, Bats.
All I right. like it.
Your trivia categories today are Duck, Australia, and Sonic. Are you ready?
Oh, my God. Okay, yeah.
Okay. Your first question is true or false. Donald Duck won an Oscar for his anti-Nazi cartoon, Der Fuhrer's Face. Is that true or false?
Well, I can't use Monty Hall on this because that's like the epitome of cheating.
I mean, you could if you wanted to waste it.
You know what? I know this is a 50-50 like shot in the dark, and I think I know the answer to it, but I am going to do a 10-second Bing.
Okay, that's fine. What is your gut?
My gut says that he did because I feel like the Academy Awards like did really symbolic gestures during the war to be like, yeah, like we really hate the Nazis, so we're gonna give like awards to a bunch of like anti-war stuff. But I don't know.
Sure. Okay. Sure.
So all I'm right, gonna I'm do ready. A 10-second Bing.
All right, I'm ready to time you whenever you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready to go now.
All right, go. You have 6 seconds left.
Okay. Okay.
And time.
Yeah. Donald Duck himself did not win like an acting Oscar, but that short did win an Oscar.
So what is your answer then?
It's true.
That is correct. Donald Duck's show did win an Oscar.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I didn't.
Oh my God.
I didn't figure that he actually like got up.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I didn't figure he actually like up. Got up there to you know accept an award, but I was like that was throwing me off.
Oh yeah, sure. Yeah, sorry. That was that was not my. I mean, it was my question, but the wording was that I found did express the wording that way. So,
gotcha.
Anyway, you got it right. Got it right.
Awesome.
All right, your next category is Australia.
Okay, Australia.
The average person will consume an average of how many eggs over the course of their lifetime in Australia?
Okay.
The average Australian person will consume an average of how many eggs over their course of their lifetime? Is it A, 15,000 eggs, B, 165,000 eggs, C, 215,000 eggs, or D, 265,000 eggs?
No way. Like, 200... Yeah. Oh, my God. All right, so...
Why is it in Australia?
This is how many eggs they consume in Australia on average. So you got 15,000, 165,000, 215,000, and 265,000.
All right, so it's 15... Say those one more time.
15, 165, 215, or 265.
Okay.
Those are all in thousands. All
right. 265. All right. Man, that's a lot of eggs. Isn't
it? All of them are a lot of eggs, right?
Yeah. I'm gonna do Monty Hall on this one.
Okay. That's a fair... I think this is a good Monty Hall.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
What are you... So, the way Monty Hall works...
Oh, yeah.
...is you lock in one, and then I eliminate two other ones that is not the one you locked in.
Okay.
You're not choosing that. You're just basically making it safe so I can eliminate it.
Right, right. I'm going to make safe the 165.
Okay. So I'm going to eliminate 215,000 or 265,000. So the answer is either 15,000 eggs or 165,000 eggs.
I think I got to go with 165,000 eggs.
Really? Okay. Is that your final answer?
Although, like, that's a crazy amount of eggs.
I shouldn't paint it with really.
That's
I'm
like,
sorry.
No, I'm mean, I'm going to lock in that answer, but I said that, and I'm like, that's an astonishing number of eggs. Like
that is a lot of
eggs. I really was not thinking about the jump here. I'm like, 15,000. It must be six figures since three of them are in the six figures. And now I'm thinking about, like, the average here. I'm going to do some math on my phone. Here we go. We're going to lock in that answer. It's fine. I don't care if I'm wrong. But if you if you live to be 77 years old, then you're eating 2,132 eggs a year. Guess what Australians are not doing? They're not eating 2,142 eggs a year.
Are you ready for the question? The answer?
Okay, that's six.
Australians
eggs a day.
Are eating 247 eggs a year.
What?
It's correct. 165,000 is the correct answer.
Wait, you know, what? It's
it's correct. That is the
serious?
Correct answer. Yes, I'm 100% serious.
I did some math on my side, too. Wow. If you eat an egg every single day, it's going to take you 452 years to eat that many.
Okay, so let me just preface this by I got this question from a site. I verified it on another site, but I will say both sites didn't seem super, like, you know,
So this is 165,000 in a lifetime, correct?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So yeah, it is 2,000 eggs a year, which is a lot of
eggs.
That's
a lot of eggs. Boy,
that's like
boy.
3 point something a day.
That's a lot of eggs. For
that's way more eggs
Australian,
than I
Australian, that's a lot more eggs than I eat. Yeah.
That, wow. You realize that means, like, there's an Australian out there who's eating, like, 20 eggs a day, right?
Yeah.
Because to bring the average up.
Yeah, to change the baseline. Yeah, it's like, Maggie, I gotta eat my 20 eggs today.
I got to keep us at 165K a year. I'm, like, the only one that's doing it.
The chickens can't keep up. It's like they're really, really upset. Wow, that's crazy.
That's in a lot of eggs. Maybe there's a lot of farmers, and maybe that's like their one source of like that's like their one food source there.
That's just all they eat.
It's like they just eat eggs. I mean, it's pretty balanced, right? Dietary wise.
That's a lot of cholesterol.
That's okay. That's so much. Okay.
You could eat two eggs for breakfast, you know, like I have a breakfast with two eggs.
Right.
And then for dinner, you eat something that has egg in it, right? Every day. There's three eggs.
Single day.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that is still a lot of eggs.
That's even when you're like 2 days old, too.
No, you're right. That's a lot of eggs. I don't think there's enough eggs in Australia for this to happen. Anyway, you got it right. It doesn't matter if
Amazing.
The question was incorrect. You got it right.
Amazing.
Are you ready for the last question?
I'm very ready, yeah.
Okay, the category is Sonic the Hedgehog,
okay, yes.
By the way. what is Sonic the Hedgehog's middle name? Is it A, Thomas? Is it B, The? Is it C, Randall? Or is it D, Blue?
Where did you get this?
I wrote it. Sonic the Hedgehog's middle name is Thomas, The, Randall, or Blue?
We got some sonictrivia.biz.
.biz, yeah. That's where I got it.
I mean, this is bonkers. Okay, I mean, I'm obviously gonna ask Batsnacks like what you think.
Mm-hmm.
So let's. I have like a suspicion, but
mm-hmm.
I'm gonna.
What is your suspicion?
I'm not gonna say it.
Okay.
Because I don't
want
to sway
influence.
The answer. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. No, I get that.
Okay.
Get that.
All right. So.
So Bats, what do you think?
Yeah.
What are the choices again?
Thomas the. Randall and Blue.
Sonic Thomas Hedgehog, Sonic the Hedgehog, Sonic Blue Hedgehog.
And Randall was the other
Sonic Randall Hedgehog. Alright, so either there's an episode of the show where Sonic's embarrassing middle name was revealed, or it's like... or it's The. I don't think it's The.
Yeah, I don't think it's the either.
Thomas. I'll go with Thomas. And I think this would have been revealed in an episode of the show where Sonic is in school or something and the teacher reads his name out loud and everybody laughs at him. That might be weirdly specific, but
it sounds like you remember this episode.
Maybe this is like, subconsciously you're like, I remember. Resurfacing.
I'm gonna say I think Thomas is a perfectly fine answer. I don't think it's the, but I, for some reason, like as I know the name Maurice and I know the name like Ogville and stuff like that are used in like the extended canon. So there is
the Sonic extended universe.
Yeah, there are like, you know, it's like in Miles Prower, like Prower.
Right.
Like, that's such
yeah.
like
Prower, yeah.
It's like there are real names, like mundane, odd names in it. And I think Randall sounds like it fits. So I'm gonna say it's a Sonic Randall Hedgehog.
That's the worst name.
I totally agree with you. But as I found out, what was it last? Was it the last episode that y'all did the Bill Clinton Sonic thing?
Oh
I
yeah,
couldn't,
yeah.
Like that's uh-huh. impossible. I was like, there's no way that it's Bill Clinton. I was like racking.
But it was.
I was racking my brain. I'm like, I know it's not Nixon, and I'm like JFK seems like a weirdly violent, like, you know, end for Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah, that's true.
And so does Lincoln, but I'm like, I don't know, but yeah. So I've just grown to expect the unexpected with Sonic, and I'm gonna say Randall.
Randall, is that your final answer?
Yes.
Randall is incorrect.
Oh,
the
no.
correct answer actually is the Sonic's middle name is the
Boo.
Worst Boo.
Boo.
Yeah, it is Boo. Boo. But apparently that. It's official, like in one of the guides for one of the games on the Genesis, there was like a little like trivia thing in the bottom. You know, it was like Sonic's middle name is the or whatever. So that was the developers probably just having a laugh at themselves.
Man,
at that point,
that is a bummer.
It's
like
the worst.
As much like yeah,
I
like
agree.
There's someone named Maurice, I think, in it, and like the dad is
yep.
named like Oscar or something. It's like that's hilarious. Like, why is it the? Oh, man.
I don't know. I like Randall. I like Sonic.
I
Randall
love
Hedgehog.
Randall. That's why
Randall's
I was like,
good.
I love it. Let's do it. Sonic Randall Hedgehog.
They could fix that in the canon, like in the next game, retcon that decision and be like, yep, middle name's Randall.
It's exactly what I said. He's in school one day and the teachers read it out loud and
totally. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Totally.
That's his
in
name.
The next Sonic game, do that. Have a scene with that. Amy Rose is there, and she laughs at his name Randall or something.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Shadow is there, and he teases about him all game.
Love it. Yeah. Like, yeah, they do roll call, and it's like, hi, it's Rutherford Randall Hedgehog. It's like, oh, my God. Your real name is Rutherford Randall.
And he's like, I go by Sonic.
I go by Sonic,
so.
You guys.
That was my dad's nickname for me because I was so fast or something, right?
Yeah.
The funny thing about Sonic is all the characters have, like, on-the-nose names about, like, what they, you know, like, Miles Prower is Miles Per Hour or whatever.
Yeah.
And Sonic is obviously named that way because he's fast. But
hey,
it's kind of funny to...
guys, like, I have literally never thought about the per hour thing until...
What? Oh, really?
My mind
did you just
is
discover that?
Blown. I cannot
There's
believe
no way.
I've never thought about that.
You're just learning that right now?
Yeah, I honestly
nice.
Was just like, oh, it's weird that his name is Miles Prower. I never... That is, like, the craziest thing that I've never realized. Oh, my God. I, like...
You're having a little revelation.
For a split second, I thought about just, like, playing it off, like, oh, yeah, no, I'm cool. I knew that. I knew that it was, like, per hour. And then you're like, I'm like,
everybody
I can't
knows
let that.
That
go. That's, like, a thing I'm blown away by that I did not ever realize that. That's crazy. Wow.
Well, it is spelled weirdly, so you don't like...
No,
it's spelled
like
a real name.
It's
right,
yeah,
it's spelled
it
like Prower. I never like, oh, because I never thought about... It's always broken up with like tails in the middle, and so I've never put those two together. I'm like, oh, is
that
Miles
true.
Prower? I'm like, oh, duh, John. Good job.
Because, yeah, it always says Miles, quote, tails Prower.
Yeah. I am embarrassed and also like totally psyched that I know that now. Wow.
I'm impressed that you've went so long without realizing.
Dawned on me. It's crazy.
that's great. I love it. You learn something new every day.
Here I am. Like,
if you watch the,
I'm making fun of Sonic naming conventions, and they just like they totally owned me worse than I can ever own myself. So it's great.
Like Sonic has the stupidest names. And you're like, what, Miles Prower? How is that possible?
Like, wow,
these
idiots need something better to do, and I'm 31, and I can't figure out that it's Miles Prower. This is, like, so embarrassing. Okay.
It's pretty awesome, though. Were you a Sonic guy or a Mario guy when
Mario,
you were a kid?
Mario. I had a Genesis, but I hated it.
You hated it?
Really? Because my parents were, like, and, like, I totally get this. They were just very much, like, you can have one system per console generation.
Yeah,
like,
same.
And so I got an NES, and I loved it, and then I picked a Genesis over Super Nintendo, and I,
ooh,
like,
mistake.
I always regretted it. Like,
regretted
always.
Regretted that, yeah.
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 Yeah, I could see that.
I could see that, yeah.
Because SNES had a lot more.
Yeah, because now it's like, you know, I turned, like, 24 and got, like, a Wii with, like, backwards compatibility, uh-huh. So I'm playing, like, every Super Nintendo game that I just never played.
Yeah,
you know?
That you missed. Yeah.
Yeah.
The funny thing about that is, like, I can name a million SNES games. The only, like, I can only name a handful of Genesis games, like Sonic.
Yeah, the Sonic series, Streets of Rage, and then, like, that's...
Streets of Rage, that was the other,
like,
big one.
Like, Phantasy Star, and that's, like, about it for me that I can really think of.
Didn't they have a Ninja one, too, or something?
I don't remember the Ninja one. I remember Afterburner. That was a cool game.
Oh, yeah, that was a cool game.
It's a plane game.
That's
true.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had a couple shmups, but I don't really...
Did you go back to 64? Did you go back to Nintendo for that, or did you Dreamcast?
I also super screwed up and got a Sega Saturn instead of a PlayStation. So,
ooh,
like,
wow. That's a...
Like, I loved games that were on... Sega Saturn. Like, I think Virtua Fighter 2 is still, like, one of my favorite games.
That was a really
ever.
Good game. Yeah, that was a great game.
And, like, Guardian Heroes, and there were a couple of really good games on
sure.
Saturn.
Sure. There were,
there's no comparison. Like, all the RPGs I missed until, like, the PS2 came out, and I could play them backwards. Yeah, I was miserable, like, going over to people's houses.
I didn't have a PS1 either. Yeah.
I did have an N64, but yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's weird. I didn't have a PS1 either. I had to live off of, like, other people's PlayStation 1s if I wanted to play Metal Gear Solid or Final Fantasy 7 or whatever.
When did you first play 9? Because I know you and I agree that that's, like, the best one.
PS2.
Nice.
So that came out, like, right before PlayStation 2 came out, I think, I want to say.
Yeah,
that sounds
it did.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, so I got a PlayStation 2, and I already had 9 at that point. I already bought it, and then I just played it right then.
Yeah,
so
that's
me when PlayStation 2 came out.
I think that's exactly what I did. Yeah, yeah. 9's the best. Because
I had played 7 and 8 on PC actually.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
They made PC.
You played them at my
house really
too.
Bad. and at your house because you had. That's how we met. That's nice. Over at Final Fantasy 8.
Yes, it was.
You don't remember the story, but I remember it. And I'll tell our listeners right now.
I remember
now,
it.
It's a fun story. No, I
you
think...
Want, you do you want me to tell what I think it was?
Yeah, let's do both sides of the story.
Okay, so we were both involved in a Boy Scouting event called the Downhill Derby. I think it was Boxcar Derby.
Pinewood Derby.
And your dad had borrowed my dad's sander.
You're going way back, but all right, let's start here.
And... I think we were introduced when I got my sander back. Or maybe I never got the sander back. We just started hanging out because we had that kind of...
I think when we started middle school, my mother asked about the sander. And then we were introduced at that point.
Yeah.
And then in the cafeteria one day, you were talking about Final Fantasy VIII. And I was thinking about Final Fantasy VIII because I was having a lot of trouble with those Guardian guys.
Oh.
You like Final Fantasy VIII, don't you, Floppy Adult? Isn't that one of your games you like?
No, I like 8 a lot. Yeah.
You know the Guardian? You know the boss, the twins, the like two like Minotaur dudes.
Yeah. Ifrit in the maze. Yeah.
No, not Ifrit. Yeah. Yes, the brothers.
Yeah, whatever they're called.
Yep.
One's like small and one's big. I had a lot of trouble with that boss because you have to cast like float or something in order to like win, and I didn't know that being like however old I was. So you were talking about it, and I was like, oh, I need to know how to do this because I don't have the strategy guide. So how do you beat the brothers or whatever? And you told me, and I think you came over to my house one day, and you showed me how to beat them. So,
That's a good story.
That was the story of how we met. Isn't that so sweet?
It is so sweet.
Little dose of saccharin there for the end of the show.
Yeah.
Oh, see, Final Fantasy brings people together.
It does.
Video games. That's the thread that runs throughout this episode.
Absolutely.
Getting really, really deep right now. It's okay, though. Anyway, Sonic Randall Hedgehog.
Is his real name.
This is his real name. And if you take away anything from the show today, please take that away. It's not the, like, Sega would want you to believe. Let's do one final one, and then we'll wrap it up. What do you got, Bats? What do you got? Really good one. It has to be the best one.
It's not going
to
be the best one.
All right.
How about like this is good. If you could rewatch any movie for the first time again, what would it be?
Oh, that's a good question. Yeah. It's a great question.
You're the same age. You're the age you are now.
Oh, I don't go back in time and watch it? Yeah. Ooh, that would be different.
Yeah.
It would be real different, probably. I don't know. Maybe like Indiana Jones 1 or something like that.
Would you appreciate it as much, though? I think you would. That's a good movie.
I think I would, but it would be different. I wouldn't have like nostalgia for it anymore. Like that's the trouble with like picking Star Wars or Indiana Jones or some of those movies you liked as a kid. Like you don't have that like the baggage of like, oh, I really love this as a kid, so I love it even more as an adult. You know?
Yeah.
Maybe like a movie with a big twist. What would you? Yeah. What would you say?
I would say. I would say the original Ghostbusters, I think.
That's really?
A really good choice, yeah.
Yeah, because I think it's like, it's still, I still love that movie, but it would be fun to see that. And I don't even know if I would like it as much with like fresh eyes. I'm more of just curious about like, what is my attachment to that movie, and also like Fletch is another movie that came out around the same time that I would say like I love like
that's like, a deep cut movie
like
too
Fletch,
right there.
Yeah, it's Fletch? Like Fletch,
that's Chevy Chase, right?
Yeah, in 1985 like it's actually kind of a mystery but it's also like funny and I think it's like literally the first movie my mom took me to after I was born. Like she was like bored and like went to go see it.
Let's go see Fletch.
Yeah, and so like then I saw it a bunch as a kid, and I don't know. Mm-hmm. I think I would want to see that. I think that's my choice is Fletch.
Mm, Fletch.
I think it's good to choose like a comedy so you can laugh again.
Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I have mine.
Okay.
I think I would see Jurassic Park.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, yeah. That's
I was really young when I saw that, but I remember really liking it. But then, like, I grew up liking it for different reasons, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It's one of those movies I don't remember really. I remember watching it the first time, but I don't really remember understanding what was going on. So I kind of just, like, figured it out as I aged. So it'd be interesting to watch with, like, completely. An adult person that understands movies, you know, at this point in my life. So, yep. So we got Fletch, Jurassic Park, and what was yours? That sucks.
I'm like torn between two, but I think I might choose The Matrix.
The Matrix?
Yeah. Either The Matrix or A Scanner Darkly.
Oh, interesting.
The Matrix is a good, like, whoa.
Yeah, I want to feel the whoa again, and I think I would.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Matrix was everyone's favorite movie when they were, like, 14 years old. Do you remember that? Were you in the right age bracket for that, Floppy Dilt, for that, like,
yeah, I was
trend?
I was 15 when that movie came out, I think.
Because I remember when that came out, everyone, it was like, oh, this is my favorite movie.
Yeah.
That was just my...
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I liked it a lot. Yeah, I was super into it. Yeah, yeah.
I just remember going to school like starting some grade, I don't remember, 8th, 9th grade, something like that. And everyone's like, oh, you're going to write your name and your favorite color and your favorite movie. And like every boy in the room wrote The Matrix. Yeah. I remember that, yeah, like to a T. I was just like, okay, that's, I love The Matrix, but let's have a little different opinion here.
Like you'd get mad, like, no, I like The Matrix. You yeah, don't like it for the right reasons.
I would, you know, I didn't say The Matrix, like, I want, because I'm always a contrarian. So I was like, my favorite movie, I think I chose, like, Sphere or something really bad, yeah, like, out of spite. I was like, my favorite movie, Sphere, with Dustin Hoffman, or something terrible like that. I don't remember, but I don't know why I remember that. But anyway, so we got The Matrix, Jurassic Park, and Fletch. What a pick.
It's a weird, it's a
pretty weird, I like Fletch. Group. It yeah, really speaks to your character, like, as your sensibilities.
Yeah.
You know? Like, yeah. I want to rewatch Fletch.
Yeah. Yeah. I think so. That'd be it's fun good, to watch with fresh eyes, for sure.
I hear Chevy Chase is kind of a dick, though.
Yeah, I think he's a super huge dick. Yeah.
I've heard that. Kind of, I don't know. Like, I don't know if I could watch a new Chevy Chase movie and be like, ha ha ha, at the same time as thinking in the back of my head, like, this guy's a real asshole.
Yeah, I mean, he basically got, like, forced out of, like, the community, like, of community because he, like, wasn't very nice. And it's just like, well, how do you get forced out of that? It seems seems like a very, like, easy job to keep.
Yeah, you're an actor. You just make people laugh. Like, come on.
Yeah, it's like it's a well-written, well-directed show. You might as well not, like, rock the boat. Oops, oh, you're a jerk. Right. All
right,
well.
Right, oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, well, what are you going to do?
Yep.
All right, so leaving the audience with Watch Fletch. Highly recommended.
Yeah.
By Floppy Adult. Watch the movie Fletch.
Yes, please.
Super good movie. I've seen it once in my life. I think it was on cable at like 11 o'clock. So there you go. It's been really fun having you on the show today. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. No, thank you guys. I appreciate it.
Yeah, this was a lot of fun. And we had a lot of good questions. And one of our best shows, I think. Wouldn't you agree, Bastion?
Yes.
Yes. So, all right, everyone, this has been episode 35 of the Time Bat Show. I'm Time Aces.
And I'm Bat Snacks.
And you are...
Oh, I'm Floppy Adult. Sorry.
Oh, it's fine. I pointed at the microphone there. I was like, oh, wait, you can't see what I'm doing. Thank you, everyone. Have a great night.
See you later.
Good night, everyone.